I live in County Tipperary, Ireland. It's a farmland area, Golden Vale, people call it. And I'm actually thinking about trying to avoid meat and dairy. I mean, I've been a strong proponent of the Tipperary food producers. But I'm starting to read the research which says that if I were to cut back on my meat consumption and cut back on my dairy consumption, I'd be making the single biggest impact of reducing my environmental impact on the planet. That's what scientists say. Science is strong. It's very comprehensive. Some of it's covered by the national broadcaster RTE, but they're careful in the national broadcast to even mention the word farming or agriculture. And yet the research shows that without meat and dairy consumption, global farmland use could be cut back by 75%. I mean, that's a land use area that's the equivalent of the United States, China, European Union, and Australia combined. Can you imagine? The land mass of all of those areas, US, China, European Union, and Australia, taken out of beef and taken out of dairy, and still, you could feed the world. The 25% of the farmland currently in use, if converted to products that people can eat, provide nourishment, provide calories, that could be done with a dramatic reduction in the demands we make of our environment. Just sitting where I am, I can see areas of the forests on the Kumara Mountains that have been cut back, deforested, to allow for grazing of cattle or sheep. When you do that, when you cut back forested areas, you cut back on wildlife. Damaged biodiversity. And yet there are greater protections for farmland being converted to residential area than there are for forested areas being converted to farmland. I don't know. I'm watching it happen around me. I'm reading the analyses which show that while meat and dairy give us 18% of our calories and 37% of our protein, those meat and dairy products, those meat and dairy products, come from animals that produce 60% of the agricultural greenhouse gas emissions that are currently being spewed out into the atmosphere. So 83% of the farmland that's in use in Ireland is producing 60% of greenhouse gas emissions. Yeah. Even the very lowest impact meat and dairy products still cause more environmental harm than the least sustainable vegetable and cereal growing. Beef, cattle, sheep, pigs. Damage the environment. Now, I'm not making this up. It's coming from the journal Science. The researchers created a huge data set based on almost 40,000 farms in 119 countries, covering 40 different food products that represent 90% of all that we eat. The researchers assessed the full impact of these foods from farm to fork on how the land was used, what kind of emissions come off the production of those foods, freshwater use, water pollution, it's called eutrophication, and air pollution, it's called acidification in the research. Researchers say that a vegan diet is probably the single biggest way to reduce your impact on planet Earth, not just greenhouse gases, but global acidification, eutrophication, land use, and water use. Joseph Poor says that. He's from the University of Oxford in the UK. He led the research. So if you've listened this far, here's my point. You can make a bigger impact, positive impact, on global warming, not by buying an electric car, not by cutting down on the number of flights you take every year, but by changing your diet. Yeah. And how hard would that be? I tell you, it'd be hard from a point of view of lobbying. Agriculture is a sector that spans a multitude of environmental problems, but agriculture is being used as a method of keeping the country independent. You know, food dependency on other areas, on other countries through import. We don't want that. Produce economic independence by growing our own food. And I get that, but animal products are responsible for so much of the damage to the environment that we are now accepting. If you can avoid consuming animal products, you get far better environmental benefits for the world in general than trying to purchase sustainable meat and dairy. Just don't look for somebody that says that's a pure organic. Just eliminate, like I've tried to do, beef from your diet. The analysis also revealed a huge variability between different types of producing the same food. For example, beef cattle raised on deforested land result in 12 times more greenhouse gases and use 50 times more land than grazing in rich natural pasture. Now, we have a lot of rich natural pasture, but it's currently overpopulated with too many cattle here in Ireland. If you compare beef with plant protein, such as comparing beef with peas, it's a stark comparison. Even the lowest impact beef is responsible for 6 times more greenhouse gases and 36 times more land. I can't get Dylan and Mia to eat peas, though. That's the problem. It's down to, you know, what do you prefer? And most people don't prefer to become vegan. No?
No.
Oh, well. It's not easy. There are over 570 million farms, all of which need slightly different ways to reduce their impact. And if you try to do that across Ireland, it's just so tough. Instead, the farmers rush to the financial grants trough for money to keep them on the land. If they knew people would buy plant-based protein, they probably would convert, but no. There's nothing in the grant subsidy program which incentivizes farmers to go away from beef. Nothing. There's nothing really on the labels of the food product that tell you what is the most damaging kind of food to eat if you're looking at trying to save the environment. Too bad, isn't it? I mean, we have sugar tax warnings. We have nicotine warnings. But we don't have warnings on our food about how much damage has been done to the environment for that kilo of beef you just bought. Yeah. Okay, what am I going to do? Basically, from the bottom up, buy less beef. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. You can get all this stuff by just Googling for it. Tim Benton's from Leeds, University of Leeds in the UK. He was part of the peer review of this process. Peter Alexander from the University of Edinburgh. Big stuff that he said. And the Guardian newspaper has this item more than a month old. If you Google for it, I'll put it in the title of this little clip. If you Google for it, you'll find it. Avoiding beef. Yeah. Avoiding beef is important. Can we count on you? Change your diet to save the world? Well, that's your own choice. You can check back with me in about a year and see, hey, Bernie, have you cut back on the beef you eat? I'm pledging it now on this short clip. And now, for more carrots out of my fridge. I love carrots and broccoli. And onions. I'll make a salad. Bye for now.